Market.
It is 2:58. Ticket Stock Saturday. Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm. Ticket Stock 2025. Larry Brown and that roundtable just ended, so we have a bit of a line change. You got me, Sean Bass. You have David Mino, my sweet spot life partner.
Oh,
and you have two-thirds of the Musers, one Gordon Keith
and
Commander Dunham. And
yep.
We were talking off-air, George. I think there's some audio you might want to spiff here.
Yeah, we were going to play it earlier, and then we talked to Barry Switzer for like an hour and a half, which is much better, definitely better than this. But one of the things about the ticket time wasters, we usually start the show with whatever the ticket stock song has been for that year. So for those who are absolutely whipped by every ticket stock is flipping magic, raise your hand if you're, yeah, so everyone's whipped by that. You don't want to hear it again. Tonight, that will start the show and be the last time you have to hear it. And I've heard a lot of feedback on it. That it's very Muppet-like, especially the chorus. But when I've recorded this, these songs through the years, and we do them at a studio now, a friend of mine who is a part-time music producer, and sometimes we play the songs and we track it, and sometimes we just attach it to a karaoke track, which is the case this year. But usually I'll do like two versions and put something ridiculous on it. This is a version that's never been heard before. So,
you haven't even heard it.
I've heard it.
Okay, so it has been heard
only
before.
One other, maybe two other people have heard this, including Jeff Catlin, who joins us now.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kat.
Yep.
And I'm with you, too, because I'm on this track.
Oh, hey, Michael Playmaker.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I appreciate you having
okay,
me.
Okay, there he goes. Yeah.
As I was saying,
same voice.
We're trying to do some radio theater.
What?
There's someone out there imagining that Michael Irvin's sitting right here.
I'm doing the show.
And I am.
Thank you, Michael. Let's just hear who's on this track, and then and then we'll see why this was left off the promo.
It's the ticket. The ticket.
Second verse. Here we go.
We've got Dirk and Switzer. Talk about when and where. Time wasters to play a show. Rock out Saturday. Dirk and Barry will be there. Larry Brown too. Round tables, booze and beer. And the entire ticket crew. Every ticket stock is flipping now. Every ticket stop is so much fun. Every ticket stop is flipping magic. We get to hang out with the world.
During the breakdown.
I thought he was saying Play-Doh.
I thought he said they know.
I thought it was they know.
They know.
Hang on.
They know. Every ticket stop. Every ticket stop. Every ticket stop we do. It's magic, magic, magic. Magic, magic, magic.
Okay.
picture the big Muppet with the big nose, you know, singing that part. So
how did that not make the final?
I don't know.
Version. I think Pete Wentz would appreciate that.
It's a great snare sound on that.
Oh, he's still going.
Oh, is he turned up?
It's a little difficult to understand on the air sometimes.
They know. Yeah, but if you had just Plano under Conrad, that would be...
They know.
Yeah, Cap, hey. I understand you got a lot of things to do, man, but why didn't you put that on there?
Well...
Michael raises a legitimate question.
Legitimate question, probably because I couldn't understand you, Michael, well enough.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you need to be brought up in the mix a little bit. You're buried in the mix.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe a slower song would fit your cadence better.
It's cool. We'll work on it next year. Well, thank you, Michael.
Michael, hang out for a little while. Answer more questions.
He's taking off the headset. He's left.
Hang out for DeMarvian Overshown.
No.
So I'm sorry for the song.
Yeah, don't apologize for the song because the police are great.
The police are, yeah.
And that song is great. And I actually heard on the air this week, and I haven't had a chance to confront him yet, but Travis Mejia, the producer.
He hates it?
Who is that?
He's never... heard the song before.
I heard him say that on the air.
Well,
like, to be fair,
Gordo.
He's younger.
He is, but it's just like
and
that is
the
one
police
of those songs.
Were defunded long before he came into.
That's true, but there are certain songs that are just in the canon of American music history, and to me, that's a song that you everybody.
It does
knows
not feel it. Like the police. They did not survive into this younger generation the way like The Cure did, or even The Smiths.
He's a big song in 82.
Michael's back somehow.
I couldn't believe it.
They were doing songs about the Cold War, so I don't know if that necessarily resonates with you.
Maybe not. Maybe just
Michael
me.
Loves it. Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you, Kat.
Yes, thank you, Kat.
Thank you, Kat.
There you go. That's the version that has never been heard before. A roundtable exclusive.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Saturday Crew.
Yeah, I appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, bye. Okay. And
Larry's off mic now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not the captain.
I'm not either.
Gordo.
Gordo's got a trick.
I'm captaining this.
I don't have a trick.
Why didn't you ask Dirk more questions last night? That's the only, like, because I was sitting right across from you, and I was just waiting for, because you have a back history with Dirk.
I do, yes.
And I just was waiting for.
That's why we don't speak anymore. That's why.
Oh, you don't have words?
No, we don't have words. We don't have words. No, I talked to him backstage. We had a great time. It was just when he was up here, everyone had basketball questions, and the flow was going more sportsy. So
or bench press questions like Mino had.
Yeah, like Mino had.
That's a good question.
What's your bench?
I almost stepped in and said,
how much your bench?
He's being so quiet down here. Don't you have something for Dirk?
Do I have something? You were going to ask me
that. That's what I was
going to
say. Yeah,
you're going to stop down the interview to put the spotlight on me when we had Dirk here, where the spotlight should rightly be on him.
That's not the way you like it.
That's ridiculous. No, it was a great interview. And I enjoyed,
it really was.
Yes,
Dirk was awesome.
And I knew we only had a limited amount of time with him, and I wanted to make sure we maximized it with the content that you guys bring.
But I only have a few vague recollections of you talking about your past with him. How often did you guys intersect? I know that the guitar was held hostage for a while.
Yeah, I think we only got together to play guitars, me, him, and Steve Nash, who was on the team at the time.
That is so surreal to think about, right?
I know.
Now.
But we were all young guys, and we all had interest in guitar, and so we just got together and jammed. I brought a couple of my guitars with me, and we played, and I remember Dirk, it may have been his first year. Was it his first year here, Giorgio?
Yeah, first or second, because Nash was here, and he wasn't here his first year.
Okay, so yeah. And we got together, and I remember when I was teaching him some music theory kind of stuff, and Dirk would actually count it off in, like, German. He was still used to speaking so much German at the time. And it was interesting to hear the German terms for the musical terms that I was using. He would go, "What's that again?" And I'd try to explain it. And he'd go, "Oh, okay, that's so-and-so." Because he has a history in, like, saxophone, I think he played.
Yeah.
So he knew some music theory.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We got together, and I remember we just order pizza over at Steve's place and just hang out and practice songs together.
Could Steve play?
Yeah. Yes, Steve could play guitar, and Dirk could. Both of them could. Huh. As a matter of fact, I think Dirk was more learning guitar at the time. Steve could already play a little bit, and that's when Dirk didn't have a guitar, and so I said, "Hey, just take this one."
What songs would you guys practice? Or, I mean, you just playing Stairway or like... Well,
you know, were big Oasis fans, weren't they? And
yeah,
stuff like that.
Oasis and, gosh, now I cannot remember what songs we were learning. Like Steve, I remember, I think Steve brought up a song, may have been like a Coldplay song or something.
Yellow.
And
pretty easy.
And said, hey, you know, what are these chords? And so I'd listen to it and figure out the chords and we learned it. But I think it was a Coldplay song. I can't remember.
What did it sound like when Steve Nash ordered pizza?
I don't remember, George. Why would I remember that?
Could you just play on the team?
What? What?
When you catch a pass, could you just run?
I like
run?
It better okay, when you, if, when you pass the ball to me and I keep my arms down by my side and it just clanks off of me and bounces off.
Catch
bounce.
An easy pass no. and run with it?
What if Steve Nash was ordering a pizza to Michael Irvin? What would that sound like?
Yeah, what if Michael works at Domino's and Steve wakes up from his nap
well,
and orders
you should
a
have done it when he was up here. He's gone now.
Okay, now okay, who's well, not yeah. taking the pass?
Not much fun, is it?
I love it. No, it's great. I enjoy it.
You just like chaos.
Hey, guys. Oh,
Gordo okay. does an incredible Steve Nash. And the thing we forgot about but discovered, did y'all see the second USA-Canada hockey game? Did you see the national anthem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the gal who sang it, mm-hmm. I'm not sure who it was. I can't remember her name. But she sounded like the overbearing church woman, you know, who was either in the choir or sitting next to you in church.
Yes.
And Gordo is amazing how he can sing like it's a 60-year-old
ridiculous.
Woman.
Come
why, on.
Why do you... Okay.
All right.
No, just... I can't...
Come
okay.
on, come on,
oh,
come on.
Oh, say can you see...
Yeah, I guess we all need to stand up.
What so proudly wailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes?
I can't go that high.
A little too high.
Stars!
Yeah.
Stars!
Yeah.
We didn't so get to high. That part.
Isn't that amazing?
So very
It really
high.
Is. It's really
the
is amazing.
Vibrato is just incredible. I don't know how he does that.
That explains the hotel alarm clock pretty well, I think.
Yeah. Horny.
Now we're having fun.
We are.
All right, it's 3:10. We do have DeMarvey and Overshone coming up in like 30 minutes?
I don't know.
But we have a line change. We're going to keep having fun.
Thanks, Mino.
The ticket stock.
Yeah.
And that's next.
Oh, yeah. On the ticket.